Coming up on TMSPM, she knows my sensitive area.
Scott hurts a small Mexican man.
Be a do-gooder after Vegas.
Canadian N-word.
Lower back mumble bumble.
Never take a job from a guy named Blow.
Don't throw away a perfectly good bone.
I sleep on your pinball machine.
The new 2022 Chevy Combinera.
Puddle of refried beans.
Mario does some weird shit.
App time.
Your quick questions and more on this episode of TMSPM.
This is the morning stream, but it's not in the morning, it's at night. TMS PM.
Oh, go back up. Fade up, damn it, fade up. Hey, everybody, welcome to TMS PM. It's the PM edition of the morning stream, which was supposed to happen yesterday and it didn't. So now we're doing a big public one for everybody, including patrons and non-patrons alike. Welcome to the show. I'm Scott and that's Brian. Hi, Brian.
Hi there, Scott. A big, stinky, public TMS right there.
Yep.
Right in the middle of a large crowd. Just putting a TMS out there.
That's right. Put our stink bag out where everybody can smell it and enjoy it. Okay? Okay.
Yeah.
Real quick, the reason yesterday didn't happen, I completely screwed up. I thought my dental appointment was an hour later than it was. Mm-hmm. And I checked the text in the morning after I was all prepped, ready to go for TMS. Everything's good. Talked to Amy, got Wendy all lined up.
We had our notes, we had our music, we had everything all set up.
Everything was lined up, completely set to go. And I went, argh! So I texted Brian real quick and then had to scramble, did my appointment. Here's what's interesting.
Okay.
You know, this isn't unusual when a doctor or a dentist, they upgrade their stuff. They go to a new lease, get a new building, expand. Maybe. Add another doctor down the hall, maybe.
Or a new hygienist, or a couple new hygienists.
Sure. New equipment,
a couple
maybe.
Extra rooms. Oh, put a TV up over your head so you can watch Netflix while you're getting your mouth worked.
Yeah, these are normal bits of expansion you expect and, you know, out of your whoever your provider is. Well, we've had the same dentist since 2004, and we really like them, so much so that we drive an extra, 40 minutes out of our way to go to them because we don't live there anymore. But we like them that much, and we didn't like anything out this direction, so we still kind of have a loyalty there. And because I'm a self-employed weirdo, I don't have a dental plan per se, so we do one with them. They have like a little side thing where you can basically do an insurance-type plan with them. Kind of has a deductible system. It's a little weird, but it works because we mostly need cleanings. We're not like catastrophic teeth people.
Right.
For the most part.
Oh, and fourth root canal this month. Okay.
Right. Those people, I would recommend getting a real plan. But
or becoming a dentist yourself just to save the money.
Oh, yeah. Do your own work. Yeah, totally. Absolutely.
It's cheaper just for you to learn dentistry. And
Lay back in the chair and get those tools in your face. So anyways, I'm now, though, under the opinion. I knew these guys were moving because they told us last time I was in there 6 months ago, hey, we're going to be moving. Maybe the next time you be here, we'll be moved. And I said, oh, cool. I'm looking forward to it. It'll just be up the street, blah, blah, blah. I think maybe we pay the dentist too much because my gosh, did they upgrade. It is the most beautiful. Really? So it's a brand new building. And you know that smell of a brand new building? Just that
new building smell. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh. Like wood.
It's like it's drywall mud, paint, like it's something, sort of fresh.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the kind of thing Kramer would make a perfume or a cologne out of, you know, mm-hmm. like the ocean.
Jerry, I've got a great idea, Jerry.
that's a decent Michael Richards.
I've never tried to do a Michael Richards before.
Just don't yell F-bombs on a stage. You'll be fine. Everything will be good.
Right. Anyway. No, it was N-words, wasn't it?
It was N-words.
It wasn't F-words.
It wasn't F-words. It was N-words. What am I thinking?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, last night, Bo said, I'm about to use the N-word. And me and John went like this on core. But he was saying the word, not newbie, normie.
Normie,
and it was about video game. It was a video game topic. But for a hot second, I'm like, Bo, you can't just, I know you're in Canada and maybe things are different there. You just can't drop the N-word.
Different rules up there? I don't know, but here.
It really threw me off for a second. Anyway, back to the dentist. So this place smells new, fresh stuff. Mm-hmm. There's still dudes walking around making stuff, building things and adding, there's rooms that aren't done and there's a whole bottom floor that isn't theirs. They have the whole third floor. And that's the other thing. Massive new space. Like this is, I don't know, 8 times bigger than what their previous offices were.
Wow.
All of the chairs have massagers in them.
The ones in like when you're getting work done, you're getting massaged as well?
Yes. There's a little, what do you call it? Little shiatsu freaking mumble bumble right, under your back.
What's the address?
I know, right?
I'm seeing. I mean, right now our dentist is 5 minutes away, but we'd be, you know, we'd be willing to do it, drive an extra 10 hours.
Just fly out to Salt Lake once a year, get your checkups done.
Dentist with magic fingers.
It's amazing. So this thing's going really, really on your back the whole time. Gigantic televisions, brand new ones, all in front of you for watching stuff if that's what you want to do. All of the rooms have these giant.
Do you watch stuff while you get your teeth worked?
Oh, I almost always do it for the actual work. If it's a checkup, no, but this wasn't a checkup, but the TV was there.
When it's the cleaning and stuff, you absolutely do. What do you usually have them put on, or do you just, is it their own nature stuff that they choose because it's generally acceptable or, you know?
No, they give me a remote, and my dentist, Dr. Matthews, is a gigantic movie and TV nerd, so he has every streaming service, every movie you've ever heard of downloaded. Like, he's bought them all from
he obviously can afford it. Jeez.
Yeah, so it's all Apple TV remotes, the good new ones, not those shitty slippery ones. So that's pretty cool. But he also uses the same TV with a flick of a switch behind me. He'll say, all right, here's your close-ups, and he's, you know, showing me all my crazy x-rays and stuff up on this giant screen.
I don't need to see any of that.
No, I don't want to, but there it was. So anyways, beautiful. The interior decoration, super modern, fancy. There was a lady walking around going, okay, yes, we are looking for a little more feng shui on this end of the, it's like, it was super hoity-toity in there.
Wow.
And I thought, oh, and they have some brand new, like, crazy scanner rotation thing. I don't remember what it was called, but I know that thing's like $1 million. Like, all these really expensive things, new employees, new people, doing a great job as they always do. They're still getting, they're working on some IT problems, but, you know, that's always true when you move a new office. Sure, but I just was sitting there going, where's all this money coming from?
Yeah, no kidding.
It's crazy to me. But then again, you know, whatever. Dentists make a lot of money. And part of the reason he does really well is because he's very, very good. He goes to every conference and up on all the latest tech. So he's doing stuff with, like, lasers and, you know, all the crazy stuff. You know, milling his own crowns there and all sorts of crazy things.
You remember how your crown kept popping out? Like, anytime you had some gummy thing, your crown kept popping out.
Oh yeah, that one's still a pain in the ass. That's mostly
you had to keep going in there, keep going to visits.
Oh, it's not.
And stuff.
It ain't their fault. I mean, basically, he.
No, do you have to pay every time you go in there?
No, he fixes those for me for free. He doesn't. Oh, okay. He doesn't charge me. He probably should, because
I was going to make the correlation from one to the other. No,
he probably should, because that crown.
Yeah,
he does this thing where he'll zoom way in and give you like a big 3D imagery of what's going on down there.
Sure.
I've got there's barely a foundation. It's like building a house on sand.
Yeah, sure.
And every time they put one there, it's like, okay, that's a weird place. Just so you know, it doesn't matter what we put there. Mm-hmm. Could have a problem. So don't eat chewy foods. The other problem is not foods, but like candy and junk. Every time it's come out, it's because I ate a fruit snack or some shitty little sticky little thing.
Yeah. Like a little gummy. Yeah,
dumbass that I am. Anyway, that looked good, though. Everything else looked fine, except two things happen. A 20-year-old thing they've had on a watch list since 2004. It's been on a watch list.
You start with a 20-year-old. I'm like, okay, where's he going with this? All right.
No, the age of a tooth is what we're looking at here.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay.
So some 20 years ago, just shy of 20 years ago, probably 18 years ago, when we first went there, I have this upper molar that looks like the devil. It's all gnarly and stained and funky looking and crooked. Yeah. And it's weird, but it's never been a problem. So they always just go, let's check on it. Oh, it looks fine. Well, you know, we're good. And they just keep it on this list of, like, check it every once in a while. Finally, this week is the week it decided to have a crack in it, and it needs to be either crowned or removed. So there's that. So I have this double tooth that needs to go. Fine, whatever. I knew that was coming. The worst one, though, is I have had a piece of silver in my mouth since I was 15 years old.
Sure.
Went in there my sophomore year. Got silver because that's all the shit they gave you in the 80s.
Right. Yep.
And anyway, that I had one final piece of silver in my mouth that has been there forever and should have gone forever ago. He's been talking about that whole 20 years. He's been like, yeah, that thing will never, that's not going to last. I don't know why you're still okay there. Oh, you're still okay there. I guess we'll just keep it. So they just kind of let it be. Yesterday, they found there's a cavity right underneath it. So now that's finally out. My final thing that I have in my body that I got in high school is being taken away.
The only thing that was put into your body in high school has now been removed.
That's right. or it will be. So that is, so I scheduled my thing until after Vegas because I don't want to deal with it before then. But
yeah.
No. So it was lame. It was just one of those trips, man. And, yeah. You know, I thought that's of
right. You. I mean, it sounds like a good trip all around, really.
It was okay, other than, you know, it's going to cost me to do that. And if I get an extraction, it'll only be $250. If I get a crown, it's going to be like $700.
Need me to 3D print some for you?
Honestly, I feel like just shooting my... Well, I asked the guy, so I said, this is a different doctor doing the final exam, and he goes...
Yeah.
He goes, you know what we think a full mouth of teeth is, don't you? And I said, I don't know what that means. And he goes, do you mean just no teeth removed? He goes, no. Like, if you've only got the first molar set on the bottom and top, mm-hmm. meaning you don't have your second molars or any of your wisdom teeth, you've just got one molar left, they've all been pulled out for some reason, that's still a full mouth of teeth to us. We're cool with that.
Oh, sure. Okay. Yeah.
So we could pull it and you'd be fine. But...
You've got a lot of other ones to support it. Yeah.
And he says, you've got a perfectly healthy tooth under that, though. So if we get rid of that big chunk of gnarliness and either crown it or bridge it or whatever they have to do, then you're not just throwing good bone away. Like, it's just, you know, why would you do that? Mm-hmm. Plus you risk infection and, you know, dry socket and all that crap. So I don't know yet what I'm going to do. I haven't decided yet. Bottom line is, whatever I do, it'll be in comfort in a very expensive place. Full of really nice movie selections and the girl, this is another funny thing. The girl that helped me, she goes, how long you been coming to Dr. Matthews? I said, I've been here since, 2004. My son was 4 years old and now he's 22. They're almost 22. Isn't that crazy? And she looks at me and she goes, I just turned 22. And I'm like, you were 4 when I came here?
Wow.
Yeah, your whole life happened.
You were 4 when I first came here. You were doing really, really well behind that desk.
Yeah, you were doing great. Nice job. Nice work. Anyway, so there's that. It was lots of fun, Brian. I thought of you because they did a little that she knows about my little sensitive area, and you've got one of those too.
Yeah.
Our sensitive space, you know.
Mm.
Anyway, she's in there with a sonic cleaner. And she's usually very careful, but she ran right over the tracks.
She hit it. Yeah.
And I went, and she goes, are you okay? And I'm like, nah, it's just that thing. And then she wanted to talk about podcasts for 20 minutes. So.
She didn't go update the computer with like a little, little yellow flag on that part of your mouth in the little diagram that they have of your face.
I thought they did like ages ago. And she's like the fourth or fifth dental hygienist I've had since I've been there. But man. And the other thing is the waiting room. I sent you a picture of it. Massive space.
Yeah.
Combination of modern and retro TV screens all over the place playing like scenic shots of like Utah's desert and stuff like this.
is he the only doctor in that space? Like, does he share a building with
So he now has two. When he started, it was just him. Now he has two partners, I want to say. One is he does like veneers and implants. And then the other guy is like another general dentistry guy, and I think that's the three right now. His brother used to as well, but now his brother's got his own practice. But yeah, he's a really cool guy, but he also self-tans and has really white teeth, and they're clearly not his original teeth. That's fine. You know, do what you got to do. I don't care. But, you know, he's always trying to get me to get this implant for one of my teeth, and I don't think I want to do it because it's like $1,000 a tooth. I don't want to do it. Mm-hmm. I got to buy video games. What are you talking about?
Man. Yeah. Oh, jeez.
So there's that. All right. Real quick here before we get into this. What was it I was going to say? Gosh dang it, I forgot.
Something about TMS Vegas? Because I guess I'll say something.
You know what?
About
yes, please go ahead and then I'll add on. Go ahead.
If you have not gotten your tickets yet, let's say you've got your hotel room booked, you've got your flight booked, you've got all that stuff. If you have not picked up your TMS Vegas tickets, do so. I'm going to be getting an email list from Dave Michael or Scott or somebody early next week, so I can send out emails to everybody who's coming to give them like a full schedule, both the stuff that's official and planned, but then some other official or unofficial stuff like going and doing the drink car of the we're getting a group together to do the drink car of the Ferris wheel on Monday night.
I'm going to be I'm going to be in the group with Tina and Icor and a few others are going to be down there looking up at you. So
just watching puke splatter on the windows on the inside. Like you're going to be watching. It's going to look like a Jackson Pollock painting if you're watching from the canvas's point of view.
Oh, perfect. I will imagine Ed Harris up there playing the great Jackson Pollock. That'll be great.
Oh, well done. So some unofficial things, some official things. I know there's a group planning on doing Area 15 on Tuesday, all that sort of thing. So if you have not bought your tickets yet, get your tickets so that you can get notification. You do that by going to frogpants.com/store.
Yep.
Super cheap.
They're still pinned right there. The tickets are pinned ahead of everything else on the store. So it's the first thing you'll see when you get in there.
Cool.
Awesome. Cool. I still don't remember what I was going to say, so I'll save it for the end of the show because I don't remember. Oh, you know what it was? Yeah. I already had it in here. I have notes for it. It's about Prince. We'll do it later. I got it. We're good.
Prince and the Revolution.
Yeah. Prince and the Revolution. And also the lady. Asks, go ahead.
Tanner asks a good question. He says, is there a ticket-only option? I don't need two bundles of swag. I guess there's not really a way to separate that out because...
One of them gets you swag. Well, one of them is a ticket, and you get swag with it because it's kind of a bonus for getting a ticket. The other one is like, hey, do you just want swag?
I can't make it to TMS Vegas thing, yeah.
Yeah.
But I think he's looking at something for Alex. He doesn't need an extra sticker and golf ball and print and all that stuff. So.
Yeah. No, it's a fair question. Normally, it's the value of the ticket is all thrown. Honestly, it's mostly the ticket itself because that's the part we need the funds for. Swag is on top of that. So it's more the opposite problem where the swag isn't the expensive part. It's the ticket part that's expensive. So you'll get this extra swag, but if you want to donate it, we'll do it for Battle Royale or review.
So it's the same price for the ticket. Just say, I don't need the swag and we'll use it for Battle Royale.
There, perfect. Done. Made it. Killed it. Perfect. That's it. Oh, Greg, you'll be joining me at the base of the drinker deal? Sweet. Greg will be Greg for Walkman. Greg for Johnson. Yeah. That'll be the new name. That's fantastic.
I think it was Shelley Nunnally is not a Ferris wheel fan either. So she'll be at the base as well, watching everybody come off. And
my wife might go up with you guys because she really likes Ferris wheels. She doesn't drink, but she loves Ferris wheels.
She doesn't have to drink. Yeah, exactly. No. We'll you know.
She
you know what?
Fun
that's
of me.
Even better because that's one less person to get in my way of the bar.
Exactly. She might do it. She, the other day, she goes, ooh, I like those, though. And I said, yeah, you know how I am, though. My very first panic attack in my life was on top of one of those with her in it. So she knows.
The problem with that is that she'd still have to pay the iron price, the drinking price. Like, you've got the non-drinking cars, and they cost X amount. But then they've got the expensive, you know, the $60 ticket for the drinky car.
Do they go up the same time? How does that work? Is it a separate appointment or how do you do it?
No, I mean, it's basically every fourth car on the Ferris wheel has a bar in it. Okay. So if you don't need a bar and you pay the less expensive ticket, you go in one of the ones that doesn't have a bar. If you go in one of the ones that has a bar, then it's no, you don't. Yeah, absolutely. Whatnot. He asks, does that include the drinks? They will continue to pour you drinks as soon as they see your cup is empty. You just go up and get another one. It is
you may as well have a funnel in your face. They'll just keep giving
you
it
might
to
as well. And if you get yourself six drinks, and it seems like a lot, it kind of is, then you've basically paid, you've made money on the deal.
You've made money. No, that's a good way to look at it. I do this all the time with money.
If you were going to go to other parts of the strip and buy drinks, then you've made money on the deal by getting your six on the Ferris wheel.
I like it. No, this is smart thinking. So yeah, if there's these other carts, like Red Fraggle says she'd go with Kim and a non one. I'll ask her what she wants to do. She's always in for whatever wackadoo thing somebody wants to do. Mm-hmm. So who knows? She may even want to go in the drinking car and start drinking for the first time. Sure. I have no idea.
We wouldn't let her do that. I mean, we saw what happened when she had a little sip of Randy's spiked Lucky Charms milkshake at Holstein's.
Yeah, ran through Vegas naked.
Oh, it was crazy. Just could not control her. She was, boy, scary.
Yeah, I know. But, I am looking forward to, I am going to, you know, people said, Scott, were you serious about eating one of those Holyfield ears from Mike Tyson, the edibles? 100%. I'm doing it. I'm in Vegas. It's legal there. I'm doing it.
Yeah.
You know, it's all about legality, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
I know
that.
Somebody, there's a few people planning on going to a dispensary when they touch down, like basically either on their way to the plaza or seeing if there was one walking distance from the plaza or whatever. But so, yeah, they'll have some that may not be a Tyson ear, but there'll be some gummies available to you.
Yeah. Tanner says they don't sell those in there. I thought his biggest market, Mike's Bites or whatever they're called, was in Vegas. I thought that was like his major thing. Maybe
there
not.
Are certain states where having edibles that look like either candy or humans is bad because it attracts children. Like the candy I can understand, but it's not like kids will say, "Oh, it's a little miniature human. I must eat it."
Yeah, no, human body parts. I get it now. Yeah, that makes sense. I didn't even think about that. Whatever. I've found my experience so far is actually this is supposed to be read yesterday. I'll read it now. It's a Vegas email.
Oh, cool.
Let me find it real quick. Here it is. Dear Scratch and Bet. This is good.
I like that. Perfect.
Isn't
that
great? Yeah. This is Robert in Hendertucky. He says, Dear Scratch and Bet, Nevada is one of only six states that do not have a lottery, Utah being another one. In fact, they are outlawed there because the casinos lobbied against them. So this is like the wedding thing a little bit.
Yeah.
He says, however, we do have a wide area linked progressive slot machine network called Megabucks, over 750 linked machines in 136 Nevada casinos. Each participating casino gets a percentage of the winnings. You must also play $3 per pull to win the full jackpot. From an article, quote, and yes, believe it or not, the Megabucks jackpot has been hit twice by the same person, unquote. Somebody in 1989, Las Vegas local Elmer Sherwin, hit the $4.6 million at the Mirage is where they were. The white cat. I saw the white cat while I was there. Second Megabucks jackpot for $21.1 million at the Cannery in North Las Vegas. Considering that the odds of hitting this jackpot are widely believed to be about 50 million to 1, that's one lucky guy, says Robert.
Jeez, so they kind of have a Schubert. Wow.
So it's like a form of it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, gambling. You know, slots are a form of lottery. It's everybody puts money in.
Yeah.
One person gets a big jackpot out kind of thing.
Yeah.
Or a few people get a jackpot out.
So Lemonade's like 136 casinos. That's just depressing. Well, I mean, depends on your, not with that attitude. It isn't, or it is, or whatever.
Yeah, jeez.
I mean, that's the town. That's what they do. That's their major money making.
Many of them formerly owned by Steve Wynn.
That's right. Formerly, well, he still owns his Wynn one, or does he not
own
that? He
owns the Wynn and the Encore, yeah, and that's it. But he used to have all of the MGM Grand ones.
That's right. Yeah, they took that stuff away. He's a little bit of a weirdo.
Thank you, Rainbow Bright. She pointed out that Cover Kitty is hanging out there on the pinball machine, her new favorite spot.
Oh, nice. You got a little pad on there or something? What is that?
I do, yeah, because it's glass, and I don't think she'd scratch it up with her nails, but I certainly, you know, she'd probably slide off of it, but it's a... like an Avengers mat, an Avengers a little rug that came in a loot crate or something.
Is it warm? So she likes the feeling of the heat?
Yeah, there's a big TV screen under there because it's not a real pinball machine. It's a video screen.
Sure.
And that gives off warmth and a little bit of a... like a little bit of a rumble, like a little...
That's nice. If I was a cat, I would also sleep on your pinball machine. I would do
that. I would too.
Yeah, I'd have no problem with it. All right. Yeah. Speaking of things I'd do... I would tell you about these apps. Yeah, that's right. Some of you don't like our app reviews. I don't care. We're doing app reviews today. All right? Get ready for it.
App Slappy.
It's time to review a couple of apps that we found and liked and would like to recommend to you, our listeners. And today, I'm going to start with something called Pixel Pro Golf. Now, the funny thing is, Brian asked me earlier...
I did.
Does your thing have anything to do with balls or colored balls or something?
Yeah.
And
are there red, yellow, and blue balls in your game?
Yeah, there are not. There's one tiny white ball, which I replied with, which I don't know if that made any sense to him or not at the time, but that's because my game is a pixelated golf game. And I ended up finding this kind of accidentally. I was searching for something else and came across this and also noticed it had a way to buy out of ads because it's free normally. But I was excited about that because I just thought, oh, well, I like paying out of ads. I like supporting developers. Yes. And I also love retro golf games. I just love them. I played, I don't know, Mario Golf on the Game Boy Color for a decade. Well after the Game Boy Color had its day. And I still just adore that game. And this is one of those. It's on Android and iOS. and it's this pixely presentation. You've got all your different clubs, and you've got a little swing meter. So you, if you hit it right on, you're going to get a perfect shot, and it varies a little bit left to right depending on how well you do with your hits. You got to decide, the wind's blowing 2 miles this way. I got to cut my aim a little bit back this way. Just those basic kind of video game golf tropes. They're all here. Mm-hmm. And I love it. I can't stop playing it. It's really true to those original games, some of that old NES, SNES era, Game Boy Advance era of games.
Yeah, love those.
And doesn't have any micro crap. In fact, when you buy out of it, there's a way to buy out of ads only, and there's a way to buy ads out and also just get all the courses. And there's another way to just unlock the full game if you want to and just do the tournament without any kind of hindrances or whatever. I did that because it was like $5 and it was no big deal. And I've really been enjoying it. This plays great on iPad, on the phone. It's just, it's simple touch control for how you swing and get your ball into the hole and that sort of thing. If you're really into portable golf, this isn't going to, this is not some photorealistic game at all. This is a top-down,
it's like
NES
the
era.
Golf version of the first Grand Theft Auto game.
Kind of, yeah. Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. The only difference between this and really and Mario Golf is Mario Golf had Mario in it, but the gameplay here is identical. And the courses are really fun. Oh, the other thing is, a lot of people don't want to play 18 holes of golf all the time. You'd rather just get something quick in.
Sure.
This is a three-hole kind of tournament for each course. So there's a ton of courses, but they're shorter than you're expecting, which I think is just good for a phone game. And everything from long shots to putting is really well represented here. There's no, like Mario Golf had a lot of goofiness, like, well, you're Mario, you're going to do some weird shit because you're Mario and you're going to put a weird spin on the ball that's would never happen in real life. This doesn't do any of that. This is more like just straight, here's some golf. But I've gotten completely hooked on it and I love it.
It's really cool. So I, number one, love the fact that it's vertical.
Yeah.
I usually like say, I wish these games would be horizontal. Yeah. However, vertical means that, you can play this, you're waiting in line, one-handed, tap, tap,
totally.
Tap,
totally.
Which is great. It's like, it kind of makes sense.
Yeah. You can make some crazy shots too. I did a hole-in-one yesterday that I could not believe I pulled off. I've had some insane birdies. I've also had some gnarly bogeys. So, sometimes the club swings both ways. this guy on the screen just got a double bogey because he's not good. But anyway, then you can unlock like better equipment and get a little further on your drives, a little more control on your putts, that sort of stuff. So all that progression is there. And the only thing I don't think it supports is any kind of multiplayer, but I don't really care. That's not why I play these. I like a golf. I don't like real golf. I don't like playing it. I don't mind watching it, but I don't like playing it at all. Just not interesting to me. But video game golf has always been a thing that I like. And this scratches that itch. So check
it out. That's really cool. Yeah.
Awesome. It's called Pixel Pro Golf. And they have two other games that they have on the App Store that are also like Pixel Pro Olympics and Pixel Pro, I can't remember what, baseball is what it is. I haven't tried those yet, but now I'm actually really curious because it seems like these guys are making some rad portable sports games that are also, nostalgic looking and fun in their own weird way. Anyway, I like it a lot. So check it out. Pixel Pro Golf, available now, iOS, Android. And like I said, lots of options for how you can get out of ads. And there's no inside, purchase crap and all that. It's just a video game, which I like. Brian, what did you bring along with you today? What do you got there?
I brought something called Combinera, which sounds like a, the new Chevy, the Chevy Combinera. Mm. this game is available on everything. Nintendo Switch, Steam, PS4 and 5, Xbox, the Epic Games Store, of course, the App Store I've got on my phone, and Google Play. And I guess it's even available on the Atari VCS if you bought one of those really expensive Atari remakes last year.
Oh, yeah. Those came and went.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They did. They're really pretty, but stupidly expensive.
Yeah, it was dumb.
All right. So this is called Combinera. It feels like just the simplest game ever, right? You've basically got every level as a platform. You've got little jump areas and you've got sometimes spikes, colored spikes or white spikes. And then you've got multiple balls. Sometimes they're both white. Sometimes they're white and red, or white, red, yellow, blue, whatever. Mm-hmm. And your job is to combine the balls, to get all the balls from the different parts of the platform all together at once. And it kind of works like you'd expect it to work. You move left and move right, and it's almost like you've got gravity going to pull all the balls to the right or to the left.
That's the you also when you go riding for your MS 500 or whatever it's called.
My balls do go pulling from the right.
Yeah, you need to go
left,
right to left every time. That'd be great.
So the object, of course, is to get them in one place so that they can combine. And in one part of the platform, you've got spikes, but maybe it's the same color as the ball you've got, or it's a different color. So you really got to get the other ball to that one. Mm-hmm. And then you've got jumps, and you've got a big jump and a small jump. And here's where I say, if you're going to get this, only get it for iOS if you have a backbone. It doesn't have official backbone support, but it works just fine with backbone. Like, you know, I push the backbone button, it says, this game not supported by backbone. It's like, oh, really? That sucks. But then I start playing. It's like, no, you've got two buttons. The left joystick works, left and right. And then A and B work perfectly for short jumps and long jumps. Totally fine.
So probably just general controller support and just not some of the special features or whatever.
Exactly. Which is just fine.
Yeah, it's
just
fine.
It is a $5 game. It's made by Atari. And so that's, you know, that's why. But it plays beautifully with a controller more than it does with a hand, like just a tablet or phone. Mm. A level that I got stuck on the tablet and just couldn't get past. Once I stuck it in the backbone, no problem whatsoever. I got through this thing without a problem. And it's fun. It's a good challenge. It's a really good challenge.
It looks like I would be stumped on the one that's happening on my video screen right now. There's a red ball in the middle, two white balls on the outside. Only red can go into the choppers. Apparently this player is also having trouble with this. This looks hard. I mean, it looks really? Like fun, hard, but hard.
Yeah, it's a challenge. You know, don't get me wrong. You will find a challenge with it, and it's great because it's almost like one of those old labyrinths where you have the multiple balls in it, and you've got to like get them all into their little holes. Mm. But you know, if you move it too far, then the ones you previously had stuck in holes all move out of their holes, etc. It's a blast. It's really, really cool. And timing the jumps. Now, again, only get this thing for iOS or Android for that matter, if you've got a backbone. Otherwise, pick it up on Switch or PS5 or play it on Game Pass, Xbox Game Pass.
If any of you Android people are like, what's a backbone? The Kishi from... who makes the Kishi? It's famous. The mice maker people. I forget who makes the Kishi. It's the same thing. So you can get one of those. In fact... You know what, Brian?
What, Scott?
Since we're here, I have a Kishi I can't use that someone donated to the show. I could give it away to some listener.
You should give it away.
Where is it? Oh, I gotta find it. All right, watch the Twitter account later today, and we'll do a giveaway for a Kishi controller, and then that person maybe can play this game and have proper control. How about that? That sound good to you?
There you go. Very cool. I think it's a great, great deal. Is the level you saw them having problems with? Was it an upper one with a red ball in it and a lower one with a white ball in it?
No, this was one. Okay. It was very early on. It's like maybe third or fourth thing. And now that I've seen him do it, it seems obvious. But at the time, it looked impossible. Which is part of the fun of these kind of games, right? They're supposed to look impossible at first, and the restart after a death is so quick. That reminds me of Super Meat Boy or something, where it's just like you're right back in.
Yeah, you don't have to wait at all, any time at all, to get back in and keep playing.
Yeah,
it's like, oh, I didn't figure it out. Boom, you're right back to the start. So. Yeah,
I'm gonna have to check this out.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I didn't realize they. It's interesting they didn't make it an exclusive, but I guess they're probably not selling that many VCSs. So put it on other platforms, probably a good idea. Or no one will ever see your game.
Yeah, so. Exactly. Yeah. So there it's fun. Go. It's again, Combinera, K-O-M, B-I-N-E-R-A, Com Bin Era.
I'll have that with no, but I don't want the beans and rice. Just, can I just get more chips on the side with my Combinera?
Sorry. Oh, you can only buy it as a Combinera. You cannot buy individual, just the whole Combinera.
I forgot to tell you about this guy at this Mexican restaurant. We went to this place called like Mi Ranchito or some name like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
We'd never been before. We heard it was really good, just like a step above. It's supposed to be a step above your normal Mexican food. By normal, I mean your average, like, you know, here's your smothered thing with your gooey thing, and there's your food.
Right. And a weird puddle of refried beans on the side.
Yes. Looks like someone just smacked it on there with a big giant spoon, which they probably did. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so we thought, well, I'll try something that's a cut above. Took Nick and his girlfriend there, Kim and I. And this is just the other day. I guess I was going to talk about it on Thursday, but...
We know what happened.
So we know exactly what happened. And you're right, or they're right. The food was good. It was very good. In fact, I want to go back there. It was fantastic. And it was, you know, not super busy, but busy enough to, you could tell there were regulars there that really like it. The people were really nice. Servers were like so nice. But at the end, we thought we were doing them a favor because these are big platters, not plates, like big, heavy platters, you know, the big, the heavy ones, the wide oval ones. And we went, well, let's just stack it for him. So when he comes, he doesn't have to, you know, stack it. We'll just stack it. So we stacked like four of these plates, five maybe, on top of each other. And I'm like, that's a lot of porcelain. I don't know how he's going to carry that. And this little teeny guy, barely speaks English, sweet little old guy. He may own the place. I don't know. He goes, everything good? And like, we loved it. It was great. Thank you. Ah, very good. And he goes around the side to get these plates. And I hear him make this audible. He goes, as he picks it up. And I thought I maybe heard a little crack sound. Like just a little.
Oh, no. And it wasn't one of the plates. It was his back, right?
It was like his back or his, you know, something popped in his arm or something. He got it. And I'm like, oh, yeah. Do you need any? Are you okay? And he goes, oh, yeah, I am good. And he ran the other way. But it was, I felt kind of bad after that.
All right. This is good because I always wonder about that. Do places prefer... You know, does it help them if you stack the plates or do they prefer? Because Stephanie says never stack them. They have their own way to stack stuff. You might not stack, like they might not like the way you stack. Or Claire says, I always stack the plates. I'm curious. I want to hear from actual servers saying, oh, yeah, you know, if a customer stacks them, as long as it doesn't make it a big, heavy 200-pound stack of plates, then I'm totally up.
Yeah, yeah. I think I would also like to hear the answer to that. We'll hopefully get some emails on this because I don't know if I'm doing that wrong. Maybe. Like, I just, I felt, we didn't do it to annoy him. We did it because we thought we were helping. When I was a teenager, we would do all sorts of wretched things to our food before we left because we were jerks. But this was just an attempt to like, oh, let's just, you know, I don't want them to have to make multiple trips. Let's stack. They're going to stack it anyway. But it wasn't until we were done where I'm like, that's all the porcelain of the land. Like all the porcelain ever made is now stacked on my table. How do I expect this little tiny man to carry all this? But he did.
Right.
Yeah. He was a little hunched
Stephanie,
over.
Stephanie says it's their job, LOL. Okay, well, you know, it's also the janitor's job to pick up paper towels on the floor and stuff like that. But doesn't mean that when I wash my hands, I'm going to throw my paper towel on the floor.
Yeah. Yeah, you just want to do nice things for people.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Go join the do-gooders Discord, everybody.
You didn't talk about that because that was also going to be another
thing. That was another thing yesterday. Yeah, I started a Discord channel. This is all very low key. It's not meant to be a big hype or anything. But if you're somebody out there who's just kind of had it over the last 3 years of pandemic and maybe before that political unrest or whatever your reasons for just feeling kind of down right now, I find the best way to improve my mood is to get really, really stoned. Just kidding. to do nice things for other people, small things, big things, little things, whatever. And so I created a group where people can just kind of commiserate on that stuff, talk about deeds they're working on, something they just did, give other people ideas about what they could do. It could be as small as help the lady next door with something you know she needs help with, or take dinner to a family who just had a baby and just brought the baby home, or whatever it is, whatever small thing it is, digitally even, real world, in your community, nationally, internationally, doesn't matter, even just an email. That's the idea of this thing. So if you haven't seen it yet, go check it out on our Discord. It's costs nothing and takes nothing to get in there. You don't need special passwords or links. Just go to our website or frogpants.com/contact has a link directly to the Discord channel. And Tanner's helping me moderate that channel a lot. So along with other moderators. Cool. So anyway, go check it out. Some people want to call it the Kim channel. She understands why people say that, but she's also very embarrassed by that. which is partly why she's such a great giver, because she doesn't really want any credit. Anyway, if you want to go over there and do some good in the world, do-gooders on the Frog Pants Discord. Don't know why I made fart sounds, though.
I plan on doing good stuff after Vegas. I don't plan on doing any good stuff before Vegas.
Whatever. You're always doing good stuff, too. The way it'll work is, like, you know, somebody, I want people to feel like they can talk about anything, even if it's tiny and they think it's insignificant. If all of it was just, you noticed a friend of yours on Facebook who just seemed a little sad that day and you reached out, that's good. Do that. Mm-hmm. And if you have a week where you can't do anything, that's okay too. No one's keeping score. And the idea is, it's like a support group for positivity. We're just, yeah. I want to have a place
where... ideas. Or like saying, oh, yeah, here's a really good thing you can do. Don't stack your plates because it pisses off the server.
Yeah,
oh,
okay, exactly. Cool. There
I think
you go.
I did some good by not stacking my plates.
Exactly. So... yeah, there's a chance to do something solid. Go check it out. That's the Do Gooders channel on the Frog Pants Discord. Okay, we are going to do some of your questions today.
Yeah.
So let's do this.
You are granted three questions.
Our very first one is from Talia, who says, you mentioned something about having a question for me, actually.
You have a question for Talia?
I can't remember what it was. I did at one point. Huh. And if it was... it wasn't. It must not have been huge pressing, or I would have reached out and found her, because I can find her pretty easy. I don't remember.
Yeah.
I don't remember what it was, Talia. I'll try to remember. It was probably something to do with LGBT sort of, you know,
sure was, yeah.
Side stuff. Like, I don't know what. I don't know what it was, though. I'll try to remember, and I'll let you know. She's in there going...
Here's something, and I always worry about this. Oh, there's Talia. Yeah. She's in the chat room right now. Gay shit. All right. I say dude a lot. Oh, dude. Yeah. Or oh, man, that was so nice of you. And I say it to everyone. Is there anyone that I shouldn't say that to?
That's a great question. I do the same thing. I say it to Kim. I say it to Veronica and Monica and like everybody in our community, all the great women in our community. I've said dude to them all at least once. So is that bad?
Talia says, I'm a dude, he's a dude, she's a dude, because we all dudes. Stephanie in effect says we're all dudes. So, all right. Okay. So me saying dude doesn't like affect, Gwen sends me, cause she sends me boxes of tea every once in a while and sure. I buy boxes of tea and I say, oh dude, this chai thing is fantastic. Or, oh man, we love that last one.
Yeah.
Hopefully no, like I'm not offending anybody when I do that.
I think it's a matter of familiarity as well, because the people who know us enough know that we're just talking like we talk.
We're just dumb.
But I guess if I went to a store and I didn't know, like if there was a trans woman behind the counter and I walked in there and go, oh dude, you saved my life. I mean, maybe she wouldn't like that, but I wouldn't do that either. I don't think I'd say dude there. You know?
Yeah. I only do it with people I know. I mean it as, oh, thanks. You're a really nice dude for doing this. Yeah. I definitely wouldn't say it like that. It's almost like an exclamation more than it is a pronoun to describe the person I'm talking to, right?
Yeah,
it's, you know, I'm not saying, you're a dude. This is so cool of you. I'm saying, damn, or wow, or I unpacked my that's a whole different thing. That's unpacked my adjectives. What was the one with exclamations? Exclamations. Now is it
I don't remember. I don't know what that is.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Schoolhouse Rock. There was one that was exclamations and it was
I don't remember that. All I can think of is conjunction, what's your function?
That's
all
I think of. Yeah.
Crap.
Not interjections. That's a different one. Oh, was it interjections?
Interjections?
Yeah, there it is right there. AV Tech John found it. There it is right there.
Oh, very nice. Yow! AV Tech John, what are you, a link machine? Bit of that? Yeah, let's play a little bit.
Let's enjoy a nice little YouTube cease and desist together, shall we?
Yeah, we may as well. Here we go. Let's see what we got here. Oh, turn that up.
The doctor knew just what to do. He cured the infection with one small injection. While Reginald uttered some interjections.
Hey, that's smart.
Oh, hey.
Ouch. That hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not fair. Give it a guy.
Dude, my arm.
Dude. Man.
Shit, that stings.
Well, I forgot this cartoon has the doctor putting a full-on needle in that kid's butt.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, it's almost child nudity there. Way to go, Schoolhouse Rock.
Love that. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, Claire, Rehan, both outside the U.S., so have no experience with Schoolhouse Rock. You got to check these out. These were the best things when we were growing up. We had this. This is why Scott and I can recite the preamble to the Constitution is because of Schoolhouse
Rock.
That
stuff legit was like, did more than my teachers did to teach me stuff. They were really great. And the songs are catchy as crap. They're old, but it's so good. If you go to YouTube, just search for Schoolhouse Rock, you'll find a whole playlist of all of them. They're all on there.
Yeah, we know like why it takes, what happens to a bill to get signed into a law, and how many steps it has to go through,
and how miserable
it sounds
he is.
Joe Raposo.
Yeah, he's so miserable too. I'm only a bill. Exactly. I'm sitting on Capitol Hill or however it went. So good. Disney Plus has them all. Oh, that's cool.
Oh, even better.
Yeah. Yes. All right. Oh man, I have a story I can't tell on the air about Disney Plus, but I'll save it for you later. I'll tell you later.
Wow. Okay.
It's just an
interaction. Porn on there?
No, it's an interaction I have with a fan. Funny enough, it does involve porn, but it's so stupid.
Oh, no, you did. You sent me.
Oh, did I send you?
You sent
I did.
Me clips of this person's Twitter account, the thing they said, and then some other things that
and
they
and then the rest of their timeline. And by the way, even after I told him, I said, man, have you seen your own timeline? And that's the last I heard for like 2 days. He wrote back and he goes, the doctrine of Disney is to indoctrinate our children to be the gay agenda or whatever. And I'm like, all right, please go back to harassing barely legal girls on Twitter.
Right, exactly.
And,
yes.
Because that's all your timeline is, dude. I was blown away by that. That is the most bald face. Like
you don't get much more instant, like hypocrite demonstration than that.
I guess I basically just said it on the air and I was not going to, but it's fine. If that person's listening, I truly would like you to try to explain yourself because I don't freaking get it, dude. Some of the stuff you were saying and doing in there.
Some of the things you would say to.
But the minute Disney comes along, everybody boycott Disney. They are grooming our children. Oh, hold on a second. I need to go tell this girl that I think her vagina is awesome. Just a second. Okay, your vagina is awesome. Okay, I'm back. Disney.
I need to tell this 19-year-old that I'd like to taste her. Okay, right.
Now I'm back.
Where was I?
And Brian didn't make that up. Guy did that. Full-on did it.
Yeah.
I didn't even know what to do with it, so I had to send it to somebody, so I sent it to Brian. I forgot I did that.
Yeah. Oh, I loved it.
All right, back to your questions. Boy, Tally, that really went places. Let's see. Lance Richardson asked a question I think is for me. Will you ever release TPB of your comics? I don't know what that means. TPB?
Trade paperback. And you've got one. I've got it on my shelf.
Yeah, so he may mean, so I've done that.
The paper business. Maybe that's what he meant.
So if he means Fred and Can eventually, but if you're talking about My Extra Life, which I did for years and years and years, that's already in a big collection and has been available for years, and there's still some on the store. So if that's what you're looking for, that is there. But the Fred and Can will get its own thing eventually at some point. I got to build that out more. But Sean White, the famous snowboarder.
Don't confuse him with his and former. Oh, I mean, yes.
Yes.
Sean White.
Sean White.
That's all I'm going to say.
That's all
I'm
going to
finish
say.
That sentence.
Yeah, there you go. Can you give Cyrenex a birthday shout out? Thanks.
Oh.
Yeah. Who's Cyrenex?
Of course.
And why does it sound like a corporation?
Cyrenex is Sean.
Oh, is that
so
his
happy
name?
Birthday. Yeah.
Oh, duh. Okay. I'm so dumb on this stuff. Here's your birthday wish there, bud. Hold on. Where'd it go?
Happy Thursday to you.
Happy Thursday to you. Hope you had a good Fred Thursday.
Yeah, Sean's planning on rebooting part-time gamers, and I need to check that out. Give him some listening advice as somebody who's done ANTP for 4 seasons and has heard his fair share of criticisms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe it's time. Cyrenex, it does sound like the name of a mega corporation that's hiding information from the people.
Cyrenex.
Yeah.
Oh, happy birthday to Jack, too, Mr. Clairgac.
Oh, Clairgac's boy man.
That's right.
Her boy toy, Jack, is turning the ripe age of some 20-something, right? Or is he
clearly the most patient man in all of Ireland.
Yeah. He just standing there with gin at the ready, you know? whatever you need. Is he all? He's also Irish, right? He's there. He's an Irish guy.
He's very Irish. Yes.
Oh, I want to hear those two argue. I want to hear it.
Oh, no kidding.
All caps.
Yeah, Claire. Next time you guys have a row, do you mind turning on your iPhone recorder and sending us a clip?
Yeah, just audio. And she'll get mad because you said iPhone. Take your Android thing that you have, Claire, and you're so defensive of. Take that and turn on its little audio recorder.
Your Pixel Plus, whatever it is. Sure.
Yeah. See, look at that. See what she did? Look at that.
Yeah,
caps.
I see that old caps. Yeah.
She's got a weird thing with Apple. All right. Here's one. Ryan, two-part question. What movie would make a great game, and what game would make a great movie?
Ooh.
What do you think of that, Brian? Where do you want to go?
What movie would make a great game? I think the movie Cube would make a great game, because it feels like it's based on a video game anyway.
I never saw Cube. Tell me the synopsis of Cube.
Sure. You remember that movie you were talking about with Levels? Where like the platform with the food goes up and down.
Oh, platform. Yeah, I love that.
I guess it's platform, not Levels. Okay. Wasn't there a movie with a platform called something?
It's an easy one to forget. It's like super rare. It is.
It is. So Cube is kind of like that. Somebody wakes up and they're in this like in a cube with a circular porthole on one side and a little, you know, blanket and pillows. They're like, what am I doing in here? Yeah. And they climb through a little porthole and they find another cube with another little porthole, and they keep going and they find another person in one of these cubes. And basically they're kind of trying to figure out why they're all stuck in this weird cube.
Oh, interesting.
This matrix of cubes. And it feels like it's just made for a video game.
David Hewlett is the guy I recognize. I don't know anyone else.
Oh, wow, it's been such a long time. I didn't realize. Oh, David Hewlett. I keep confusing him with Thewlis.
Oh, yeah. Not him. Yeah. Not turds in pool.
David Hewlett, yes.
Yeah. I'm sure Jamie has let you know plenty of times, but he's in the middle of watching season 3 of Fargo. And I think Vargas is. Or Varga's really grossing him out.
Oh, yeah. Varga's.
He's foul in there, dude.
He is foul. I can't decide if he's worse, if his character in that or in Sex Education is worse.
Hard to say. Oh, this is the guy that made Splice. I liked that movie. I should watch The Cube.
Yeah. You should. Is it The Cube or just Cube? I think it's
probably just Cube, right?
Just Cube.
Good point. Let me just make sure. And did he
fear, paranoia, suspicion, desperation, Cube.
Oh, he makes all sorts of genre shit. TV shows, did Hannibal episodes, Westworld, Lock and Key, The Stand. I mean, directed episodes, didn't run them or whatever, but that's kind of cool. All right. Well, maybe 1997's Cube will get to Film Sack time at some point, because I'd like to see
it. I think it should. I think it's perfect for Film Sack.
Nice.
It's got a nice little cult following.
All right. I like that answer. What game would make a great movie? I would say this is going to sound weird, and if you've never played it, you won't know why I'm even saying it, but there's a game called Thomas Was Alone. It's a little indie game.
Mm-hmm. The boxes,
yeah, little squares and triangles, yeah, and stuff.
Yeah,
it is one of the most affecting video game stories I ever saw, ever, still to this day, just left a mark. It's a wonderful use of the medium. I wouldn't mind seeing, I think it'd be too auteur and too artsy to make it mainstream, but I would love it if somebody made a film, short film, animated film about Thomas Was Alone. It's so good.
I'd like to see a movie made of Braid.
Braid, yeah. Jonathan Blow's game, Braid.
Yeah. Yes, Jonathan Blow. Wow, yeah. Good memory. Holy cow.
Well, he makes lots of stuff now. He makes the one I always thought you would play. Oh, The Witness. Did you ever play that?
Oh, I totally played The Witness. Yeah. It scratched every missed itch that I had.
Yeah.
It was like, pretty cool. This is so good.
Guy's our age. That dude. He's doing all right. Anyway. Jonathan David Blow is his full name. I would have gotten rid of the Blow and just had David. I would have been Jonathan David. I think Blow gets you in trouble, but whatever. Here's one from...
Especially when offers you a job.
Never take a job from a guy named Blow. That's Brian's advice. What fictional country would you most want to live in? So fictional.
Oh, interesting. A fictional country.
Yeah.
Wakanda's definitely not Oompa Loompa Land, because that feels like it's dangerous. It's a dangerous place.
Yeah. Would they even... If Wakanda was real, would they even let me live there? They let you live there? Well, you know what I mean.
Why, Scott, because I'm white?
Yeah, because we would be the minority. And is it, I don't know if anyone does. Do any white people?
I feel like they would be just fine letting us live in Wakanda.
You never see them there, you know, like Wakanda. Oh. Hold on a second.
Yeah, they don't show, the only white people they show in Wakanda are the people who flew in there on the Quinjet. But,
yeah, visited people. Let's see, Wakanda.
But, you know, White Wolf, Bucky was living there between the events of Captain America Winter Soldier and Avengers Criminal Intent, whatever that one before Endgame was, Infinity War.
Can't find anything about whether that's a thing. It doesn't need to be a thing, but I would like to live there. I just don't want to be annoying anyone, you know? If I'm not allowed to be there, I just would hope someone would say something beforehand. So I don't, you know, I don't want to overstep my place in Wakanda.
Sure, sure. That's exactly.
How about you? Is there anywhere else you'd want to go?
Let's see. You know that the video game world from Wreck-It Ralph? Only because I'd recognize everything in there, and millennials probably wouldn't. It's like, oh, that's the happy face from Berserk, and oh, there's Sinistar, and oh, check it out, there's that.
Probably counts as a country, well, sort of a country, like a
country
entity.
I guess it's a fictional world. Yeah,
yeah, world that works. I like that movie. Never saw the follow up. I meant to. Wasn't there a sequel? Or did I?
Yes, that? Ralph Breaks the Internet, and I don't think I saw it either. Now that you say, oh no, wait, did I?
I heard it was good.
Is that the one with the all the Disney princesses or something, or is that something else?
That's oh,
yeah, yeah. Because Vanellope ends up with all of the Disney princesses.
That's right.
For some reason.
That's right. Yeah, you're right. And then I didn't see it. I should see it. I heard it was good. It sounds all right. People are like, why wouldn't Brian live in the Marvel universe? That's a universe, not a country.
And guess what? That's, you know, that's New York. That's Spider-Man lives in Manhattan. There's no Metropolis or Gotham in the Marvel universe.
No,
they use real places.
Yeah. And I don't want to, as much as I love the DC universe, I don't want to live in Gotham. Are you kidding?
Oh, geez. No, Gotham's a pit.
That place
sucks. It's run by the mob. And,
yeah. It's all mafia.
And there's a couple that dies every night in an alley behind the movie theater.
Just on repeat.
Just on repeat.
Someone gets their pearls grabbed and they fly all over the street.
That's right, exactly. Yeah.
That's the worst. All right. Here's another one. This is, I think, our last one for now. I'll keep the rest of these, though, everybody. Let's see. What is the one thing you stopped pursuing in your younger 13 to 20 years or that you wish you had kept up with now?
Oh, wow. Ooh, that's good. So, okay. 13 to 20, something that I was doing when I was 13 to 20 that I wish I was still doing now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Staying unmarried. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. Oh, yeah. Tina could hear this episode because it's going out to everybody.
Yeah. No, does she listen live or after the fact? Does she download them or what's her deal?
Listens after the fact, right. Otherwise, she'd come down and hit me. And see why.
You would have a much quicker reaction to certain things.
No, I'm kidding. Everybody here knows that
Tina's great.
There's nobody more happily married than me. Probably drawing, doing more drawing. Like, boy, that was I was going to art school then and constantly illustrating and drawing, and now I get a client who says, hey, could you we'd really like to have an illustration of a car showing the benefits of having this hydraulic system. Like, okay, now I gotta go to clip art and find a picture of a car with a hydraulic system.
I've seen this is the other thing, I've seen Brian's drawings and they're good, like you're actually good. But I get the, you know, I get the sentiment. My whole thing.
You'll see the good ones, Scott. You only see the good ones. I don't show you the bad ones.
Well, from 13 to 20, probably for me, it would be programming. I was really getting there back in the day. I could do some crazy stuff in BASIC and, you know, in my early years. And then in my 20s, I was getting pretty good at web programming for the time. I mean, that's all changed now. But I think if I could. And there's no reason I still couldn't, I suppose, but I would have stuck with that more just to be a little further down the road with it. Because there are times where I'm like, all right, I got everything I need. I got sound. I've got visual. I can do all the art I need. If I wanted to make an adventure game, the only piece I'm missing to be a one-man developer is the programming side. If I knew that, I would do so much cool stuff.
You could be a one-man production shop and make millions.
Yeah, or even thousands. Yeah. I'd be a thousandaire.
Just fine with thousands, yeah.
Yeah, I'd be all right. I just, you know, pay the bills and make a thing I want to make. I want to make an adventure game. I've been playing enough adventure games lately where I've got this desire to make an adventure game. I don't know when it'll ever happen or if it will, but
yeah, I don't blame you. Those, you know, that's a whole fun genre of game that it feels like, you know, with our D&D and our other video game experience and Zelda and all that stuff, feels like we could make a really cool.
I agree.
You know, either of us could make a really cool.
Whistle 34 says outsource it to India and China like everyone else.
Yeah. Fiverr. Just go on Fiverr. I need you to do a game for me on Fiverr.
Yeah. I've never been to Fiverr. It's like just little gigs, right? You do little programming gigs or art gigs or whatever.
Yeah. It feels like it's so frustrating because I've got clients who say, hey, I need your help with the website. And here's the logo that I've already had done on Fiverr. Mm. And I look at the logo and it's like, oh, this is pretty cool. Until I look at it in Illustrator wireframe view. And I actually see where they've auto traced the clip art, the photo that they auto traced. And it has like the watermark that they've just colored to be the same color as the art in front of it.
Jeez.
It's like, yeah, you don't really own this unless you paid an extra amount. You really don't own any of this stuff. And yeah, so,
people are weird about that. They act like they don't get it. You know? But yeah, I don't know. I've never messed with it. I might have to just kind of go see what's going on over there sometime. See if they'll sell some quick art.
Hire somebody on Fiverr. I'd had some art that I designed that a client wanted animated, and I don't know Adobe Animate. And I started looking at them like, I'm never going to figure this out. So so somebody did it, and like they only charged $70, and that was like, you know, that's like an hour of my time to figure something out. So,
I'm curious about that stuff. I don't know why. There's a whole another one too called something Stack. Anyway, you just go and you say, I'm good at blank. And then they give you a bunch of gigs that are for that. And they claim, oh, you're making millions. I'm like, you'll probably make $50. Substack, it's something else.
That's a blogging platform.
Some other stack thing. I forgot the name.
It's not Stack Social. Yeah, there's something else.
With a stack in it. I forget. Anyway, well, there you go. Those are your questions. I'll save the rest of these for a future PM episode of the show. For those that are listening and going, hey, this is weird. What's this 1 hour deal? This is TMSPM. Normally only goes to patrons. It could be yours every week if you sign up at patreon.com/TMS. Sometimes we have Dan the Tabletop Man on probably next week. And you'll miss out on that if you don't join the Patreon. Listen,
all the fun stuff that you heard today and think, God, I've been missing this all my life. And it only cost me $1 a month to get more of it.
Yeah.
Bring it to me.
Yeah. And we're not in that level to get you everything. Could be just a buck a month. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Not a week, not per episode.
Not per episode, because we're dumb.
Because we're dumb. We're super freaking dumb.
Right.
So anyway, get in there, get it done. Thank you all very much for your support. Quick note. Oh, I did want to mention this because Dave's mad at me for not promoting it enough. If you go to frogpants.com/store, there's a bunch of new prints up, game related, some cool. I got a cool apocalyptic sort of Mad Max bundle thing that I put together. Speaking of artwork, if you want to get some great prints at a low price, and an additional 20% off your print order, go to frogpants.com/store and use the code NEWSTUFF at checkout. New stuff for 20% off.
New stuff.
Brian, later, the Guest of the Connection show will happen right after this episode.
Yes, it will. Yeah, 6 cover songs. Listen, even if you don't want to play the game, you still get to hear 6 really cool cover songs right in a row that also have something in common. If you figure out what they have in common, you can now guess anytime. But you can only guess once, thanks to Showbot or Nightbot. This is so cool. BioCal rigged this up so that basically, if you think you know it when I play song number one, you can guess. And if you're the first person to guess and get it right, then you win. You don't have to wait. But once you lock in, it's like titles. Once you lock in you do it like titles. Once you lock in a guess, you can't lock in any more guesses. So, it's so fun.
That's cool. Oh, I found the site. It's sidehustlestack.co.
Side Hustle Stack.
Yeah. This was recommended to me by somebody, and they said, yeah, this is really great. I made money just doing like some health advice thing because they're some health dude. So they have everything from like adult content creator to audio content creator to chefs, coach, community leader, content creator in general, e-commerce, event organizer, driver, all this stuff. Brian, you're like four of these things. Come on now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right. I remember you showing me you almost clicked. You got to make sure you click on the correct one. I remember this.
Yeah, I almost clicked because adult and audio content creators are one after each other. And
well, I am an adult and I'm a content creator. So why wouldn't I choose adult content creator?
Exactly.
I'm not a child content creator.
No, you are definitely not that. all right. We're going to take our leave and get out of here. So again, Patreon.com/TMS. Oh, yeah. Guess the connection after this. Right after this, right?
Right after this. Like before we hang up, we're going to rate it.
Okay. It's going
to
be.
But if you get disconnected, twitch.tv/Coverville. That's it. That's all you have to do.
Also, themorningstream@gmail.com is our email address. Send us your tweets and things at morningstream, Scott Johnson and Coverville. We'll now leave you with a song. Brian, would you like to present said song?
You promise to put it at the end of the show, Scott?
I swear on all that I am and will ever be that I will put today's song in today.
All right, good. This one's going out to Steve R., who says, "Hey, spice and beef." Smells like beef. "It's my 45th birthday on the 14th of April, and this band has been a big part of my life for the last 16 years. I saw them play a tiny gig in Bristol that blew the roof off the place in 2006, and I've followed them ever since. This cover is extraordinary, and I think Brian will love it." Dude, I do. Absolutely do. This is a band called Blackstone Cherry, and they're covering the Tracy Chapman blues number "Give Me One Reason," and they do such an amazing job. It takes on a life of its own, and you know, you recognize it as a cover, but it's got its own thing going. Here is Blackstone Cherry from their album Classic Covers, Classic Rock. Here is "Give Me One Reason."
Give me one reason to stay, and I'll turn right back around. Your number, oh, and I know that you got mine. You know that I called you many
remember this. Said I'm too old to go chasing you around, wasting my precious energy. Give me one reason to stay here, and I'll turn right back around. Give me one reason to stay here, and I'll turn right back around.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
What kind of a deal?
What kind of a deal?
I'll tell you what kind of a deal.